Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Genesis 2 and verse 18, God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." At creation, God looked at everything that he'd made and he said, "That's good." Then there came a time when he realized man was lonely, unfulfilled and incomplete. And that's when he said, "It's not good for the man to be alone." And he made Eve, the first woman. The fact is, none of us can develop to our highest potential unless we're plugged into nurturing, life-giving relationships. Now, here's an example. In 12-step recovery programs, the counselor only does 10% of the work by offering guidance. 90% of the recovery process takes place because the people in the group challenge, comfort, and strengthen one another. The truth is, we're shaped by people. The right people help you to become the best version of yourself, and you get to do the same for them. They see a you that you can't see at times. They cheer you on as you move towards it, and they get in your face when you move away from it. The highest and best form of this relationship is referred to in the scripture as the fellowship of the Spirit. It's not just a social, recreational, or intellectual connection, but a deep spiritual link that causes us to thrive. It's like the difference between bees and butterflies. Butterflies cover more territory, but bees gather more honey. Why is that? Because they don't just land on a flower briefly, they stay there and they extract life-giving nectar. God gave David the gift of a Jonathan and Naomi the gift of a Ruth, and he has people he'd like you to meet. So talk to him about it today. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.